I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, this is how I want to wrap up the week. This is one of the baddest men on the planet, Cain Velasquez. He might be the greatest UFC heavyweight of all time, but he's going to put an end to that doubt when he takes on Francis Ngannou this upcoming week as he tries to, I guess, try and make another run of the title. I guess we'll ask him what he wants to get out of this next run, man. But this guy, he has mowed through the best of the best in the business, and now that he's back in the octagon, it's tremendous. He started off the UFC's TV deal with Fox, and now he's kicking off on big ESPN this Sunday, taking on Francis Ngannou at 9 o'clock. Let's go to the Ryan Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Very exciting to have you back in the octagon, Cain. We're looking forward to it, man.
And thank you very much. Yeah, I'm excited to be back as well.
What do you want from this comeback, Cain? Like, is it back to business as far as you are gunning for the heavyweight championship of the world? Understood that your friend has it, but like, is that the ultimate goal, that you want to be champ again? Are you getting back in there to just prove that you can get back to your elite level because you've just been out health wise and had all that bad luck? What do you want out of this?
Yeah, man. For me, I'm sure for other people as well. Man, for whatever I do, I want to do it at the best that I can and be the best at it. So coming back, it's not just coming back for a fight or two. It's coming back and being the heavyweight champion again, just because I believe I still can do that. So the reason for me coming back is, yeah, I believe I still compete. I still can compete at the highest level and be the best guy out there. So I'm here to prove that.
You're fighting Francis Ngannou, who's obviously a really dangerous puncher, but everybody kind of looks at him as like a one-trick pony, that he's just this guy with this devastating punching power. How do you look at him, Cain? Is this a guy that you got to be perfect with the entire time because he has that type of power, or do you feel like this is a guy with your awesome cardio that you can grind down pretty easily?
No, man. He's extremely dangerous. You know, he's one of the best in the world right now at the heavyweight division. You know, what makes him so dangerous is that punching power. Yeah, you can't take anything for granted out there. You just need to be, you know, on the game plan. No, I got to be smart, man. I got to be on. My defense has to be on. My offense, my counterattacks. I got to go out there and do everything against him. I believe he's a guy that's still very much learning also this sport of MMA, that we're going to see a better version of him in this fight, where he does a little more stuff, where he kicks a little more, you know, maybe he wrestles a little more. Yeah, he's going to do everything, and I'm ready for that challenge. I'm ready for myself to go out there and prove just to the world that I am back, and this is a great opponent to do that.
You train at one of the best gyms in the world. What have you seen in yourself? How have you gotten better in your time training for this fight and getting to kind of absorb a lot, having that time outside since UFC 200? What do you think you've improved the most?
Improved the most? Just overall, you know, I feel like with the time off, I'm a lot stronger than I was, you know, in my previous years, even in UFC 200 and a couple of years before, because that's when I was definitely, you know, battling those injuries, and being able to rest all that. I didn't know how much of a difference it would make, you know. So it's made a huge amount of difference in my strength, also in my mental aspect of it, you know. And again, just ready for this fight. So, yeah.
We're talking to Cain Velasquez, former heavyweight champion of the world. He is fighting Francis Ngannou this Sunday live on ESPN, 9 o'clock. Cain, did you ever think that the UFC would get to this level? I mean, being on ESPN, I mean, Fox was a huge deal and you were a part of that. But, I mean, man, like, ESPN's the biggest sports brand out there. Is it crazy the UFC has gotten to this point?
No, I just think, you know, with time, it happened. You know, with the fastest growing sport, and I would say the most the most interesting sport to watch, the most exciting sport to watch. I believe the sky's the limit for it.
What do you think? We had this debate. We had Kamaru Usman, who's fighting for the welterweight championship, on last week. And there was a story out of Colorado where a man took out a mountain lion with his bare hands. And Kamaru Usman, a 170 fighter, he said that he thinks that he can take out a mountain lion easily. Cain Velasquez is former heavyweight champ of the world, one of the baddest men on the planet. Do you believe you could take out a mountain lion with your bare hands?
Man, if it came down to life and death, yeah, man, I'm living. I don't care what's in front of me. You know what I mean? I'm not going out anytime soon. So, you know, I believe in those situations, you know, you would have to. But you know, yeah, so I think I would live.
What do you think is the biggest animal Cain Velasquez is confident that he would be able to take out?
I don't know.
What about rhino?
I hope I don't get any of those situations, you know what I mean? But, I don't know, dude. That'd be pretty tough, you know.
Think
it's an animal.
What about bear? Your boy Khabib, he's taking down a bear when he was a child. Could you take out a bear?
It was a cub, though. Come on.
I don't get that.
It was a cub. It was even,
but he was a child. It was like pound for pound. Like, do you think he'd go grown bear at this point?
Even. They're both in the same weight class. you know, I believe a big, vicious dog I could take out. You know, I could definitely take out, my buddy works for the Yuma Police Department. And he had me put on that suit, you know, for his dog to, like, bite on. I was like, okay, I'm going to put on this suit, you know, just for, like, we didn't have this plan. He just, like, put this thing on me. And then I was thinking, I've always had this theory, like, if the dog's coming at me, I can like, step away from the dog and then kind of counterpunch it. When the dog came at me, dude, I juked the out of it. It just flew right past me. I could take out a canine, you know, trained dog, no problem.
Oh, that's tremendous. Like, I would feel like your strategy would go, like, I'm going to take this thing down and, like, choke it out, but you're going, like, straight, no. If you're going that aggressive, I'm going to use your momentum and just knock you out, dog.
Yes. You know, that or, a good, like, a nice punt kick to the head. but it's all about timing, you know? If you miss the timing, you're in trouble.
What?
So you better make it count.
Did that take a lot of convincing for your buddy to make you want to put on the suit? Like, are you a dog guy, or are you just a crazy person? You're in for the thrill of it.
It didn't take much convincing. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. It was like, it was just a normal day, and it wasn't even like at a training facility. It was in front of the Yuma Police Department that we did this, you know? And I guess he does it all the time, is what he was saying. And the suit was super safe that, you know, you're not really going to feel anything. So I was like, okay, you know, get some nice dog training, you know, in the meantime. So, yeah.
That's wild, man. Does Cain Velasquez have any fears? Like, you're one of the baddest men on the planet. Is there anything weird that Cain Velasquez doesn't deal with? Snakes, rodents, heights, anything like that?
Heights, I'm okay. Unless the platform I'm staying on is a little, like, unsteady or looks unsteady, then I'm a little scared. But I would say ghosts. I'm scared of ghosts. I don't mess with that.
That's crazy. Do you believe? So you believe in ghosts, like haunted houses and all that? You don't mess with that?
I believe in ghosts, haunted houses, all that stuff. I've never seen a ghost per se, you know, or ever felt something like that. But if I watch it, like, I watched The Conjuring with my buddy a long time ago, man. My wife doesn't even watch scary movies, but I watched The Conjuring, and I swear I lost some sleep over that.
That's wild, man. All right, watch Cain Velasquez this Sunday taking on Francis Ngannou. This is a hell of a fight. It's great to have you back, man. It's live on ESPN. We're looking forward to seeing you back in action, Cain. Hope you get out of it completely healthy, and we get to see you a bunch of times, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, that's Cain Velasquez, former heavyweight champion of the world. That's how you end a Friday show here at the Hard Rock. Everybody have a great rest of your week. I'll be back. Fighters Fury. We'll get you getting ready for Cain's fight. Fighters Fury Sunday at 10 a.m. And we'll talk to you guys then, man. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.